Harper Business and Harper Audio present Moonshot, Inside Pfizer's 9-Month Race to Make the Impossible Possible, by Dr. Albert Bourla, read by Stephen Graybill. A note before we begin. For the author's acknowledgments and a list of additional reading materials, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/moonshot. To the more than 5 million individuals who have lost their lives to COVID-19, and to their families and loved ones. To the 250 million patients who were infected, fought, and survived. To the more than 46,000 patients who participated in the vaccine's clinical trials. To my Pfizer colleagues and their families who made the impossible possible. To our partners at BioNTech, and in particular, Uğur Şahin and Özlem Tereci. To my wife, Miriam, and my children, Mois and Salis, who stood by me and supported me throughout. Forward. It has been 35 years since my own moonshot, when I, along with my Carter Center colleagues, set out to eradicate Guinea worm disease, a horrific parasite that afflicted more than 3.5 million people, primarily in impoverished parts of Africa. Today, there are fewer than 30 cases of Guinea worm disease in the world. This goal led to the Carter Center's decades-long work to improve global health by fighting 6 preventable neglected tropical diseases in tens of thousands of overlooked communities that lack healthcare resources. Unlike COVID-19, which impacted nearly every living person on the planet, these diseases are mostly forgotten, therefore overlooked by the developed world. The largest lesson learned from tackling these diseases is the importance of partnership and collaboration across sectors to drive global public health for all, and most important, to never give up. Our work would not be possible without the innovative pharmaceutical industry. Medicine is central to eliminating and eradicating many diseases. In fact, a program of which I am most proud is the Carter Center's work to eliminate blinding trachoma in partnership with Pfizer Inc. and other organizations for more than 20 years. We are making real progress, with 11 countries validated by the World Health Organization as trachoma-free in 2021. My hope is that we can achieve the global elimination of trachoma before the year 2030. Our collaboration with Pfizer has been fundamental to the fight against trachoma, and I am pleased to introduce the story of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine development. It was a moonshot the world needed, and is a testament to Dr. Bourla and Pfizer's deeply held conviction that science will win. Pfizer was the first company to receive U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval for emergency use authorization for a COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Bourla's purpose-driven leadership inspired the men and women at Pfizer to make the impossible possible. They deserve our appreciation for their resolve to take on this disease. I have been fortunate enough to visit Pfizer and have seen firsthand their pride in their work. I was grateful but not surprised when they took on this task. Building hope when the world lacked it, believing in the power of science when the world doubted it, and challenging themselves to not give up. You will marvel at the intricacies of Pfizer's moonshot, what it took to discover, develop, and bring to market the first COVID-19 vaccine. President Jimmy Carter, Plains, Georgia.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?